We're holding in Simchon Tzadik Tes by Sif Dalet. From Sif Dalet till Sif Zayin is better one sugya. The idea of, when a person cannot do Samach Mamish Chafifa to Tfilo, we have a case that it's only Shach to Chafifa during the day and not at night. That's Lel Shabbos, that's Sif Dalet. We have a case that we can only do Chafifa at night and not during the day. That's Motzei Shabbos, and that's Sif Hei. And they have a case you cannot do Chafifa not at night and not during the day. What's Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's Sif Vav. That's the flow of Dal Hei and Vav. We are Chosh L'Chadchilo for Rashi and the Shiltas. That means we go from the day and leading into the night. It's a minig yofi, even a coin to the Shiltas. But here we're discussing a case where it's EF to do this Han Hogo. The question is, what is the correct thing to do when you cannot do the day leading into the night? So the starting point is, first you have to understand, what is the Havana according to Rashi? What sheet is Rashi? The Gemara discusses a case, we have Erev Shabbos going into Motzei Shabbos. We have Rava, Rava B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Then the day, among the placement of the page, there's a machlokes to be sheetahs, what the loch is Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. We have the Torah that Amor Paskins like, we have the Mechaber Shito, and we have the Shach Shito. The Mechaber points out, Beis Esif, Tosfos understands what's the Avon of Rashi in a regular day, that it Be'etzim you can go at night, but it's better to go during the day. Better. Once it's better, when it comes out to Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, you cannot go during the day. It's E-Efsher. The Shitas say, what do? You go Motzei Shabbos. That's the correct Zman. That's not a Sheni. The way how the Ramon understands, going during the day according to Rashi is only Mokum Adchak. Going at night is only Mokum Adchak. You should go during the day. Not like again, like Tosfos and the Machaber understands, you said over here, of going at night is only, it's mutav day versus night. Going at night only Shas Adchak. Therefore, the Shitasa says Erev Shabbos leading to Motzei Shabbos. If you want a person to go during the day, it's a minig yafo to go Erev Shabbos. Then come along Motzei Shabbos and do a Chavifa Mat. Take a shower and come here. I said, Ashlishi over here, come on the Shach, and he said, no, Medina, you have to go during the day. And the only time the Gemara is discussing, when you're being Al-Hilchsa versus Hilchsa, is a case when it's after Motzei Shabbos, is Yom Tov also, and you cannot do Chavifa during the day and at night. So coming out, again, we have three sheets over here, and the Ulchur, all the sheets also had a Zamshat in Rashi. Therefore, Allah, how do we paskin? The Mechab is very simple. Motzei Shabbos, you have the Shiltas. Rashi, it's a Mutav. Therefore, it says the Mechaber, we do Motzei Shabbos. The whole Chafifa is Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, for the Bnei Svad, Mavrucha, for the Avad Yosef, Paskins, Bnei Svad, only Motzei Shabbos. Atzad HaShemi, the Torah, the Ramah, they Paskin, not the way. The Loch is, we do a Minig Yofo of Erev Shabbos. And then we come on Motzei Shabbos, and we do a Chafifa Mat. We take a shower, we come here again. Atzad HaShlishi, the Shach Paskins, Midinoi, a person has to be Chosh V'Rashi, and Medina, he has to go on Erev Shabbos. And there, and come on Motzei Shabbos, and the Shiltas Shabbos. They have a come on this form by the Bnei Ashkenaz. They Paskin, that's what we do Erev Shabbos. We do Erev Shabbos where the Mitzvah was, Menig Yafo, where the Mitzvah Shach of Medina. Erev Shabbos, we do a full Chafifa. Motzei Shabbos, we come along and do a Chafifa Mat. Now, you could ask an obvious question, very nice with Chosh V'Rashi. Mitzvah Shiltas, the Chafifa Abad is Motzei Shabbos. So why are we coming along to make a kula and only do Chafifa Ma'at on Motzei Shabbos? So coming with Taz Tukon Zaini points out, even according to the Shiltas, doing Chafifa Ma'at is Mekayim V'Halacha. That means we're not knocking away. Why do we have to chosh for the Shiltas? But Chafifa Ma'at L'maisa is enough. Fred Kivege and Shuvah, why is that so over here? Ma'is in a regular week, you need a real Chafifa. Why is Chafifa Ma'at L'maisa enough? B'tzorchi and Godel. The way this forum explained, building upon Lavush, by the Shulchan of the Arch of others, that since a person on Erev Shabbos did a complete Chafifa, they have a coming Motzei Shabbos, they need much less. It's very easy to come here, take a shower, check your body very quickly, and therefore the amount of time the repoil need of Metziah Shabbos is a Chafifa Mat. That'll be enough, and therefore you do not need a full Chafifa, because Be'etzim in your Chafifa Ma'at entails in that the whole entire Chafifa. Now, once we have these three sheetahs, how far do you take it? Can we take Rashi over here, even the Kula, or even the Shach, Avadu Chosh of the Shach, Malacha, Erev Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, But according to the Shach, come along, number one, of Paskin from Rashi, and number two, Medina Yatko on Erev Shabbos, and also Moshe Shabbos. Are we going to take this halacha even Lakula? Even Lakula? What's the example the Paskin bring down? The case was Motzei Tisha B'Av. The halacha of Motzei Tisha B'Av, if it's like Moshe Shabbos, you should take a shower on Erev Tisha B'Av, which is what? Chaviva in hot water, Rechitza, with many Klai Yisrael, is not to Rechitza in hot water on the 9 days. Still in case of Erev Tisha B'Av. So the question here is, what should a person do on Moshe Tisha B'Av? People go to the mikvah. Should they do the halacha like Moshe Shabbos, the Shach is Medinai? But no, here it's a chumrah, maybe the day kula. Metzim, Toysis, and the Yishonim have this machloikis. Toysis by us in the Sugya Daf Samachah says, no, the halacha is only Moshe Shabbos. Atzal Shani, the Toysis and Beyo, and Daf Yichas says, do chaviv on Erev Tisha B'Av. Halacha Maisro, the Amon, Simon Tov Kufdun Aleph and Arachayim, it brings down, if you cannot do chaviv on Moshe Tisha B'Av, do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, do chaviva on Moshe Tisha B'Av. There's no minig yafa on Erev Tisha B'Av. Do chaviva. Do not Moshe Tisha B'Av. Asad Hasheni, the Magavom and Simon Tov Kufn and Dalit, it brings down Lachla Maisa, do chaviva on Erev Tisha B'Av. Says the Noid of Yehuda, says the Bi'al Lachla, what's the side of the Machlaikis? Says the Bi'al Lachla, Machlaikis is, you're a Moshe Tisha B'Av. Where's the Shach? The Mahal is the whole entire Lachla of Erev Shabbos is a minig yafa. Maybe they kula, but or not. Therefore, the Ma said we do chaviva on Moshe Tisha B'Av only and not Erev Tisha B'Av, unless he's stuck. Mash Ekenek feel the Shach that Medinoi, you have to chaviva on Erev Tisha B'Av. Therefore, on Erev Shabbos, therefore, who should come out? Who did on Erev Tisha B'Av? So it comes out this machlokes by us over here can be machmir, but Moshe Tisha B'Av come out a massive nafkamino. If so, let's see among the swarm, how do we paskin? Do we take on the Shach Medina or not? So true over there, the Ramallah Maisa said only Moshe Tisha B'Av. The bush goes this way, the Tairo, the El Rabo, the Chai Odom, the Nesivis, the Kitzer, the Archon Shulchan, and numerous forms of the Manenu go this way. The Vosner, the Ushe Oz, Nata Gavriel, the Simcha Bonim. At Sala Sheni, once the Magavam beat down the Shito, the numerous posts can go like him. The Zer Emes this way, the Zechido, the Shulchan Shloimo, and the Mishibrua, Lochla Maisa Paskins, Erev Tisha B'Av. That means the Mishmur is coming along and says, this is a feed the Shach, we're taking the Shach even Lakul over here. And therefore the Mishmur went this way, they were that's from Ismanenu, Obliashiv, Knei Boisim, and Lake with the Pitaro, the Osoro. Among the Swarm, come on, Machlok Yishakal. I have 24 verse 18, but that's Machlok Yishakal over here. Not much of a difference. And that means again, you have to realize over here that even though the Shach, you think about the Master of Chiddush, number one, passed like Rashi, and Rashi Medina in Erev Shabbos, the Mishmur came along and said, Aloch l'maisa, that's what we go do. Certainly, it's a techocho or musr for what people do during the week. They want to go at night for an hour, get the yisoid of Rashi. You have to realize, the Mishmur says, on Erev Tisha B'Av, don't tell you, know what, go Moshe Tisha B'Av and do an hour. He tells you, what do you do on Erev Tisha B'Av? You do chafifa. Even though, rechitza be'etim is a tiny, you enjoy not water, it's in the bath on Erev Tisha B'Av, how gishmak is that? The Mishmur does not tell you to do Moshe Tisha B'Av for an hour. So it's the chokh of the people during the week who are very lax about it. I seem to think even l'chadchila that's halacha. But to go at night and spend an hour, might seem to think that's not the correct halacha. Even Erev Tisha B'Av is machlokes. Again, there's machlokes among the Sfarim. At least the Musa Shabbai. How far to take this concept, or just in general, let's say a person is doing tefillah on the 8th day of Mokum Oynes. You're allowed to, let's say, for whatever reason, they close out certain areas during Corona, can only go during the day, not at night. Can you do tefillah on Tisha B'Av itself? The Mokum Mitzvah. You shall among the Svarim do tefillah itself. For those of my Svarim, Mekel, Zichron Yehuda, Ashir Tairo. Also they discuss, let's say you want to go Mikvah Mote Tisha B'Av. We cannot do Chavivah. You forgot to Chavivah Erev Tisha B'Av. Can you do Chavivah on Tisha B'Av itself? Also shall among the Svarim. Again, not really negate to our Shach over here, but is a shall in general, can you go to Mikvah on Tisha B'Av when that's your only option? And can you do Chavivah on Tisha B'Av when that's your only option? Good shayla, nana, sugyo, get involved in the sugyo of Tisha B'Av, what mitzvah do you have ahead or not? L'chura second af kamino. The Pesach Shuvah by Osif, Kotan Dalid, he sends you to a Ponim Iris and a Noidi B'Yuda. I did not discuss what the case over there they're saying. But over there they discuss a case where there's a tefillah on Moshe Shabbos Mamish. Except the Isha is an Avela, she was in the Oval, staying for 7 days, and she gets up Shabbos morning. The question here is, do we do like over here the Minig Yafo or the Lothal Kohen the Shach and do the Tefillah on Erev Shabbos during Paravelis? Well, no, we say over here, so your Chumro is mainly Day Kula and do Chaviva only Matzah Shabbos is Nichon Ligeda of EF sure or not. So come along with the Taira, and he compares the two Sugyas of the Lothal of Tisha B'Av with the Lothal of Avelis, and he wants to be Machman both. Say both of them is Matzah Tisha B'Av and only in case of Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, again, there are those who pass this way in the Gaita Avelis, that she only goes Matzah Shabbos, the Choch Masodom, the Kitzer, the Zmanazel, the Asher, the Vosner, Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi. Ashad Hasheni, the Panam Iris that brought down by the Pesach Shuva and the Nadiv Yudah, both of them, brought down also by the Behetiv, they come up and say Fakarit. Just like by Matzah Shabbos do an Erev Shabbos, here, even though she's the Oval, also do it on Erev Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan passes this way, the Geshe HaChayim passes this way, and it sounds like it should be the same Machlokes Ramah versus Shach. If it's Midinoi, so fine, doing Urchitim, decide about the Mitzvah, go on Erev Shabbos. If it's Ramah Minig Yafo, you should go on Matzah Shabbos. Again, in Chor and Nafkmina, how do you pass Ramah versus the Shach? Sound like the Pesach Shuvah, the Ma'am Mokum is sending you to, because the Shach Midinoi over here. Again, a Chumah that has a Kula to it, that's Midinoi Erev Shabbos. And my sister, for Mechalak, in the case of Avelis for Tisha B'Av, Sayla Kula, Sayla Chumro. The reason the Mechalak between both of them over here. The Sforah to say over here that forget that Erev Tisha B'Av is more Chumr, because over there, I'm sorry, that Avelis is more Chumr, because the case of Erev Tisha B'Av is only Minik. Mashkin Avelis and Medina not do Rechitza. Therefore, the case of Avelis should be more Chumr, only case of Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, if you want Halacha, the Ashvin or Yitzchak switched. They went by Tisha B'Av one way, to an Erev Tisha B'Av, Mashiach came by the case of Avelis. At Tzad HaSheni, come under the Bala Shulchan, says Farkert, you say the case of Erev Tisha B'Av is more Chomer. You once work a Tanya first of here by the case of Avelis, is you have a Heter of also covered Shabbos, Mokum Mitzvah. But second story, once a Tanya, what is he saying again, Pshat Netaz, it says, when you Chvifa Mocha Shabbos, it's enough. Chvifa Matko in the Shiltis. Lavush says, because on Shabbos, you don't do any Malacha. Therefore, the fact that we take a shower at Erev Shabbos, and we do the whole time Chvifa, Mocha Shabbos, you only need a little bit. But Tisha B'Av, you can't do Malacha. Do whatever you want. So the Chvifa that you're doing on Mocha Shabbos end up being Mocha Tisha B'Av, be the full amount of Chvifa you need. You need a Chvifa Merubah. It's not enough Chvifa Ma'at. Therefore, there's no point doing Chvifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. You gain nothing out of it. Ma'ashegim, which is an oval, do chivif on Erev Shabbos, even though she's Avelis, you gain out of it. Mocha Shabbos on the chivif from Ma'at. So this is far mikan lekan to mechab between the two cases over here. Again, each we see over here from the Gadol place, we also machlokes a shakol. It should be a techocha, it should be a musa over here to the oilam. They seem to take it very light, and during the week they go at night. We see over here numerous place them saying, no, you're Avelis, do Erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av, do an Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, we were discussing a case with Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. What about Erev Yontif and Motzei Yontif? Pasha, same halacha. Same idea, same concept. You should do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, all that thing. And then Motzei Yontif, do chafifa ma'at. Let's say it's 2 days. It's coming up Rosh Hashanah, it's being Shabbos on Sunday. Should a person now do a chafifa Erev Shabbos and go to the mikveh 2 days later on Sunday night and do a chafifa ma'at? So that case is off. No one says it on the page. No one discusses what's the halacha of 2 days in between. Have we learned the sugya? The Pasha, the Gemara equates 2 days to 1 day, and therefore there's a Siddur Taira in the back, and it says the same halacha. Therefore, the Bala Shulchan, Pitaira, and the Ikkelis from go, not like the Urchas Taira, it's the same thing. You have 2 days, you have a case of Shabbos and Sunday, Rosh Hashanah. You're going Sunday night to do Chavifah on Erev Shabbos, the whole entire thing, and then what's Shabbos do Chavifah Ma'at?
3 days.
Let's say it's 3 days, very good. Come with Shach and discuss, let's say they passed Pesach, people in the Chutz Aretz, it was Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, correct? That was the Chutz Aretz? It was 3 days over there. Then, if you're going to Mikvah Motzei Shabbos, you do Chafifah on Thursday and Erev Shabbos. So over there they point out, to read the Pashas of the Sugyo, read Pashas Halach, to Rav Chizra, Lefi of Yemar. It comes out according to Rav Yemar, 3 days in between Lemaisa is not a good enough for Chafifah. And there are Pashas you do Chafifah only at the end. Only in the case, let's say Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the only case in Motzei Shabbos. However, Kamlung L'Shach, so 2 reasons not that way. Number one, the Kamlung says, first of all, maybe not know the difference between 2 days and 3 days, and therefore always do it Erev Yontif Erev Shabbos in the beginning. And number two, we want to say, Pshan the Gemara, when it says, Aloch Kerev Chizal, like Kerev Yemar, is like a hybrid. It's to take on both shitas. We'll take on of Yemar that you have to do certainly afterwards. We'll take on of Chizda, you have to do it before. And they have to do before and afterwards. So the Shach said, even 3 days, you have to do both. Allah Almighty among the Sahara, what to go do? Also, seems to be a Machlok Sashakal. Chokh Basad of the Banish Chai says you have to do both, before and afterwards. Rabbi Yashu goes this way, Parasimcho, the Pitaira, Peschedas. Atsana Sheni, Kamal Sheetaira says the Chumro, less than a minute that way, otherwise not be Machmer. And then with the Akachuva brings down that way, the Kitsu seems to go this way. Also, the Arsko Tai, so the Kamal Sheetaira, the Loch is only to the case of the end. Machlok Sashakal, what's the Loch of 3 days is? And therefore, he is different about what to go do. Mamash be kotzal kotzer. The poil, what to go do in the Maiso? In the case where you have an Erev Shabbos, let's go to Motzei Shabbos. You have to discuss what you do in Erev Shabbos, what you do on Shabbos, what you do on Motzei Shabbos. First, on Erev Shabbos, what does a person go do? We start off the Simen, the Get Chafifa, there are four things over here. There's the Ion, there's Chafifa of Ezra Takon over here, there's the case of Adocha Beis HaKamotim Beis HaStorim, the locha of minim kolagov. Those four come from Ramon. The Ramon's words are by us. Tirchas hated by Erev Shabbos. We do all four Erev Shabbos. Iyun, chafifa, hadocha, and the case of kolagov. However, they discuss three questions. We're saying we have to do chafifa the whole entire body. You have to brush your teeth. Usually, when you brush your teeth, the locha is you can eat after chafifa. You go to the mikvah. You can brush teeth Erev Shabbos. Then you can eat Friday night. Then you eat Shabbos morning, then the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, and the Meir Brachas, so Ganash all day over here. So eating all day. Is there any point at all to brush your teeth before Shabbos beside the Sugya of Chafifa? Any point over here? So there is Taka, a Sefer Zer MS, a few years ago. He says, yes, more time is transformed, not to give real, treat Tyro. The Meister by the Shulchan says, why? What's the point over here? Again, the whole idea is do chafifa for the mikvah. Pashi, you don't get anything, you eat the whole entire Shabbos. So the Urchas Taharo, what's the point over here? And if I'll be Svor Shemoy, there's no point doing chafifa, yeah, but not brushing your teeth, Aleph. A second thing is, we're saying the locha is, in general, we want to do smichas. Some chafifa le tefila, kon the shilters mitinoi, or kurti Rashi, it's also the correct thing to go do. Some the tefila the chafifa. When you do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, you have to do it as late as close as possible to Shabbos. Shabbos is 6:30. You have to do it at 6, 5:30. You do it Friday morning. What's the shiloh? You're not getting samach anyway. You're 26 hours off. So what's the difference between 26 hours and 30 hours? Is there any point in getting samach over here? So again, I see among the swarm, it seems to be a little vucha. How far to take the site over here? The binat of Yashiv, he wants to be chayshish. The article over here, not to get real. However, the Shmir Shabbat and Chosin, what's the point? What's the reason? What do you gain out of it? There's no smichas over here. And again, there's a stark swerve over here. There's no reason to smichas negate to the sugya of chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Especially when you're going to get Motzei Shabbos. However, they do point out a different reason why do chafifa samach le Shabbos. It's at Hilcha Shabbos. The aloch in Simon Reis Samach Beis in Archaim, the more being down of Gimel, the person takes a shower, should be taken as close to Shabbos as possible. That means it seems to be that Hoga, that people are running to take a shower as close as possible to Shabbos, that's Ramah. Don't think stop people being lazy, and therefore they're always going to take a shower. Ramah says, take it as close as possible to Shabbos. Ramah says, why? You come out of Shabbos, you have to wear big day Shabbos, look covered Shabbos, it's only close to Shabbos. So mitzvah is to give a chavifa yesh lotin. But to take a shower on Friday morning, mitzvah Shabbos Shabbos, you should do it as close to Shabbos. Now, who gets the closest one, the husband, the wife, or the kids? That seems to be an argument in everyone's family. Fine, that's a good shiloh. But Maisi is supposed to do something to Shabbos. A third question to get to Erev Shabbos, to do chafifa, should clean the whole entire body. Come Shabbos, could you put on makeup? Should you just clean the whole face? Clean as can be. Now put on mascara and blush and I don't know, all these things, whether they put on the face. Well, they paint their face. Is that mutter, lipstick? Can they go do it or not? So it's Shalom Mungus Forum. First answer is yes. Okay, no one told me yes otherwise. Answer how they do. Now where they're coming from, a couple of svaras. One is at chafifa can eat? No. Kamung Shabbos we do. But Basar? So even though Basar, we know not to the day of the mikvah, she eats Shabbos morning. Kamung Shabbos, Kamung the Taz, in Simkum Sadaches, he says, the covered Shabbos, you can eat Basar. Iska Isha, what should you rather have, Basar or makeup? What should you enjoy more for Shabbos? I once asked a girl, you know, let's say you found that you're a guy. I asked a lot of times these guys questions. You're a guy, what would you do? I have all different answers. But girls seem to say, I'll put on makeup on Shabbos. That's their taiva they have. That's their nesayon. Now, I'll take a shower on 2 day yom tov. You know, that's their nesayonis over here. For them, their covet over here is putting on makeup. Why? I don't understand. They can relate to it, but somehow, that's the metzius. So they can eat basar, covered Shabbos, not put on makeup. Aleph. Second, they point out that even they put on makeup and they don't take it off. Is it ma'akiv even? Is it bayah mitzat chatzitzo? Number one, it's chasiv. It's only chazuso. But the evs not ma'akiv. Even it has mamoshes to it. If it's l'noi, you can argue, the poskim say it's not ma'akiv. Get involved. Say it's nichol get evnoi. So maybe it's not even ma'akiv. Not only that, the poskim discuss. Let's say the mikveh is Friday night mamish, and they're going to make it early Shabbos and invite a guest over. So the case over here, the mikveh is going to be supposed to be Friday night. There's been a couple Shabbos early. Wife comes home, can't go to the mikveh yet. The guest coming, there's a meal over here. In that situation, could she eat? Could she have basar? Put on makeup? So again, the Sfarim say you should not do that. What's makom bush and makom atzarev? Come on, paikim taino. You can eat. You can't eat. Can't put on makeup. Now again, there's mavucha in that situation. But it's only a case of all day Shabbos over here. She's embarrassed. So the ma'aseh not to put on makeup. Again, the Sfarim say either mitzad. It's her covered Shabbos, her oinig Shabbos. Second, even mitzvah sugya busho. And third, could the yesh lada even ma'akim mitzvah sugya of tefil over here? Well, that's just when the sugya get to erev Shabbos. They get to Shabbos itself. The arsham is cost. The aloch and sevav is when it's chafifa is machit with tefila. The chab and the ramah bring down. You should tie your hair up. Make sure it's not getting nas. She makes sure things that he touches. He doesn't touch food. Doesn't serve the kids. Serve her kids with her hands. If she does, she has to wash her hands. Sounds like from the Swarm, the same thing should be done Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. The Kabbalah is not brought down on Sif Dalet. New Swarm bring down this concept by the Shulchan Emdos of Sarachin. You have to do the same thing over here. Tie your hair, make sure your hands and mice are clean, no problem over here. And again, to Motzei Shabbos, what she go do? So it's very simple. She does the Halacha of Chafifa Mat. Number one, she does Ian, her whole entire body over here. That's Barshit. Number two, she has to do Chafifa. Chafifa means she combs the hair. She has to, number three, has to do a docha, basic kumotim, basic storm over here. Number four, very important, is to wash out her mouth, clean her mouth very well. And of course, she has to take off her makeup. What? Yeah, that's what you do. Everyone does that much Shabbos. Fine. Sifhei, the locha of Lel Shabbos. A person cannot do chafifa now at night, fakert, only do chafifa during the day. So first, is it in of somach? Samach mamash you can't get. Smichas means when it's mamash at night and you do chafifa and went straight to the over the mikvah. Over here you do chafifa during the day. So vada kamal levush, the price coming down, there is an in of samach over here. Agami cannot get the mamash the din of samach, but still you get the yisoid of samach of the shiltas and doing chafifa close to Shabbos and then you go to the mikvah. Agam the swarm do bring down, there's a kitchen or bring down. That the bayam is how the idea of leading to chilul Shabbos, and therefore the arsha and svarim say maybe it's better to do in the morning. What comes out b'ikum the svarim is you tell the isha like this: you go do samach to Shabbos without any chashash chilul Shabbos. If any tzan of chilul Shabbos, you go earlier. The best thing to do is samach without any chashash of chilul Shabbos. Now comes on erev Shabbos, she does the whole entire chafifa. Now she has to go to the mikvah. Some mikvahs you have to malacha in the mikvah, or you have to be driven to the mikvah. What did she do mitzvah the sugya of halachas neiros? That means if she herself drives, if her husband drives, someone else is driving her, she has a bayah, asa halachas neiros. Let's say she herself drives, she herself wants to do malach over here. What did she go do mitzvah halachas neiros? So first, come on this farm, the kishkon aruch, the grass before and other Shabbos before that. Says first, you have a bayah doing halachas neiros and doing malach after that, the husband should light. Then the first thing you should do, if the wife has to do a halachas neiros, the malacha, a husband should light. In the case where the husband cannot light, whether mitzad technically, or whether mitzad shalom bayis, the women don't seem to understand that concept, the husband should light instead of her, then come along this farm and say, she should do a halachas neiros. I, with every halacha, there's a kabbal Shabbos. So halacha and simit reis tamach gimel, if yud and arachayim is, that she can make it tonight, b'mokom atzarech. She should light neiros, b'mokom atzarech, it says. The example in the Mishnah Berurah, the grass that gets the Supreme God is what? Mikvah. Chafifa. That is one of the examples on the page They can make a case of Tanai. But again, Tanai is a little more if your husband go light, husband go light. If not that, then you make a case of a Tanai. But they do point out, when you make it Tanai, there are two cases you can light. Gleip is Manai, or you can light from the case of Plagin onwards, which is Medina is fine. So let's say Chutz L'Oretz Bizman is 18 minutes, and Eretzol, Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. Let's say you light an hour beforehand, which is not Bizman. So the question is, you did have Loko, and no one's Mekabel Shabbos. So what's that Loko for? How's it associated to Shabbos? So come along the grass, and he tightens that someone has to Mekabel Shabbos without a Loko. Somebody has to. The Isha not. The husband, yeah. The Yiddish Mir Shabbos is also being examined by the case of Chafifa, and the grass also says, when the wife makes a tznai over here, the husband, or Shemir Shabbat Chosu, even the kids, have to mekabel the Shabbos on this avloka when it's being mukdam. It's a concept people don't seem to know. People light early, they make tznayim, then they go to wherever they have to go, nichla get of tzarech, k'nagel the klesa tzarech, the fence of tzarech. Where's the kabbalah over here? You need a kabbar when it's mukdam. Now, there are those that will fact pick upon this grass that's brought down again a local meiser by the Shemir Shabbat Kilchosoi, laft after that needs to have a case of Kabbalah. It's not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not brought down in the Kishon Aruch. But maybe Bizman Azed, it's very clear that Adlok's narrative that's Mukdam is the covered Shabbos. You don't light candles during the year, no lights during the week, all light in covered Shabbos. Again, Shmuel Kamensky says not to say that it's Chalak over here, Shalom on the Svarim. The meiser, again, our place must say we do Mukdam, you have to have a Kabbalah, someone has to do a Kabbalah. So again, the Gedan Lok Sneris, number one, this one say a husband should if he could. She has to Mlocha afterwards. If he cannot, then she does make it tonight. Fine, that's the Gedan Lok. Now she comes to the mikvah. By the mikvah, what does she go do at the mikvah? Papayel, what does she go do? So first, the Gedan Sugi of Ion. Why are you doing Chavifah on Erev Shabbos? Come over, Paiskin. They say because Chavifah is only Drabonon. It's EF, she do it on Shabbos. Masha Enkin Ion is the right, so it's Efshir. So you come to Mikra for a night, you have to a case of Iyun. You have to Iyun. That's Parshat, comes out from the Taz of Kohen Vav. He writes over there, you have to Aloch of Iyun. Number one. Number two, do you have to a Docha based on Kmotum of a star? Based on a star? Do she go to Mikra for a night? And have to go do that. The whole reason why we make on Chavifa, it's Efshir. But Docha is Efshir. And maybe a Docha is the extension according to Ravo. A little get of Iyun over here, because you can't check that well. Do you have to a Docha based on Kemotim, based on Storm, on Friday night. Kamal Chokhma Sodom, simple reading of it. And about the Shulchan of Paskin this way, yes. You have to go to the Mikvah, after Iyud, you have to, what Rava says, at Dachah, based on Kemotim, based on Storm over here. Whatever it says in Sifav, you have to also the case in Sifay. Said about the Shulchan in the Birurim, Balmaisha, that's not the meaning. I can Paskin what I want. Balmaisha and Noshim don't do that. But he heard the people tell him there's something that Noshim do called a Tilip Sulo. Not some reason, Shemati, the Noshim, Friday night to a Tefillah Psula. What they do, they go to the mikvah, they travel one time, Tefillah Psula. What they're doing, they come to the Docha based on Kemotim based on Starim. Since the Baal Shulchan, what they're doing, he doesn't understand. The whole, first of all, the idea of a Docha based on Kemotim based on Starim is to shiv, you have to rub yourself. Doing a Tefillah Psula doesn't do it. Second, a Docha based on Kemotim based on Starim is what gets aver. What's she doing? Whole entire body. She did an Issa over here. So number one, you're not doing a docha. Number two, you didn't answer. So he says he has no idea what the meaning of Noshim is. Allah who shkola chokh v'sodom, but Shemati, no one does it. Ad kan. Maisa tzad ha-sheni, numerous one point out, the idea of a docha based, kamotu based storm is brought on sefav, and none sefei. Does not say it. It's sosom, it's missing from numerous form over here. And therefore, the is question to be oimer, the orchis taharo, not to reveal. They come along in Paskin. Echlam, there's no Indian based on Kabotim based storm. And the reason is you just did a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. You just washed yourself. By the case of Vav, you didn't. It's a day later. Case of Hey, is Mamash, you just did it right before. We'll semich upon that. Maisi, you have a Docha based on Kabotim based on storm. It's only Dinu Abon over here. Maisi, semich upon on Moshe Shabbos. Aye, what's the idea of the Noshim doing Tefillah Psula? No idea. Either way, it's a kasha. Maisa comes Friday night, and Isha, let's say she got to Chafifa. What's she going to do in that situation? So first, if it's Chachua being down a case where Isha had a Kaltalinos, which we know is a loch and sim kuf tzad ches zivov. Bob brings down a case where a shade make your Isha's here stick together, and all the whole guy here together, it says a shachavid, what's the case? Kaltalinos. The Shachar over there is saying this case over here. You look up the Tshuva, Gilad Shaul, he says, I'm referring to that case over there. So over there, you should, the loch is, you should not need to separate it here. No case of Chafifa on here. If so, says the Pesach Tshuva, do the whole time Chafifa on Friday night. Because what is the problem doing Chafifa usually only on Friday night instead of to give grazes? Here, she's not to separate it here anyway. The Novaya Chatzitza, the whole Chafifa on Friday night. Building upon this as a Masham, let's say she has no hair. Here is shaven, no hair anywhere. Or she has a chaylik, chas v'shalom. Says the Masham, also do chavim Friday night, no problem over here. Now there are those who disagree, there's a Kitchul Aruch who wants to disagree, Tayyar Sol is not too happy with it, Dr. Tshuva brings it down that way. Maisa Bada Shulchan says, no, we pass like the Pesach Tshuva, we pass like the Masham, Isha has no hair. But the most of our Noshim have here, it comes Friday night, and let's say she did not do chavifa. What is the Eitzah? What can a person go do? First, to understand, again, what is the main problem with Chavivah? Why is it Eifshur? You cannot do it a Friday night. It's not the Melocha, Lam Tess, Melochas of Grazes. When she combs the hair, you come to separate the knots, and therefore what happens? You pull it, you rip the hair. Eitz Eitzah Miskavin, a Psyk Ratio. Mitzad Sukh, a Psyk Ratio. Whether it's Loi Nichle, it's Osir. Maybe it's Nichle, a Dindereis over here, it's Osir. The question is, can you get a goy to do chafifa for her about Shabbos Neger to comb your hair? That means you know the loch and simon kuf tzadaches tzivchof when Isha Vekat to cut her nails. What to go do in that case? Came along the shachet says, get a goy to cut your nails. Come along the town and says, a goy? Cutting your nails is a chum, it's a milo. Just clean it out very well. But here it's midinoy. So even the town should agree that loch is, go get a goy to go comb your hair and take out the knots over here. Therefore, Loch Lameister comes along with Disk and he writes, yes, a goy does chavifa for her. What are Loch Lameister, Gil Sefer, Pada Simcha, Pada Shulchan, and Beik the Swam seem to go this way? That means, even in another case, people told me that they can put a here into a knot, like it says in Sevov, they're frizzy here and it gets into knots. I have a letter with Yisra Berkowitz, or Isha has a case of second night Rosh Hashanah, come out now, Shabbos, Amot Shabbos, with the second night, and she always has knots here. What should she go do? So the Berkowitz is very simple, you get a goy. And every mikvah, at least in America here, they tell me not so. Every mikvah in America has a goy associated with that mikvah. And the goy knows when a girl comes over like this, they cut the nails, go like this, means you call me here. Fine, they know that already. So every goy, every mikvah has a goy associated with it, and she take care of these issues over here. That means when the case she begat, case she didn't forget to chafifa, except for he gets knotted. The goy should take care of it. Now, what's the svar over here? The maestro, it's goyzes. I take care of this. Who are the three reasons why to make all? Number one, if the yisoid of the iser of coming here mitzad eini miskavet, like the mission brings down at the end of Siman Shin Gimel, and we are also mitzad sugim psik ratio, the poskim paskim by a goy, there's no iser psik ratio. Suli melacha matzarech, there's no psik ratio. Agam, the mishmur has a second reason why it's also coming here on Shabbos. He has a tzad mitzad lavush, maybe it's nichol get a miskavet. That's eini miskavet of psik ratio. So when you come here and have a knot, you have kavona to pull it out. So then you won't have this heter. But make this from seems to say it's nichol get a psik ratio, which does not apply to goy aleph. Where they point out the way the shach and simon kuf sadeches sivchof wrote down the bala itzah shito that's brought out by the Ramban simon reish ayin vov, they have a mokum mitzvah of a deraiso. We can make a mokum atzarech. The more brings down the bala itzah that says inshallah should this is dark, tell a goy to light your candles. So not to be samech upon it, but the shach says. Be mitzarif the idea of the bala itter in makom deraiso. Number three, according to Chaim, we spoke out kotz alechas. When you take out the hears, is that melacha tzrich leguva or melacha she'ain tzrich leguva? Anyone want the hears that came out? Come out the hears in the brush. You want it? Yeah, you take it out of the garbage. No one wants it. So it says in Magen Avraham, at the beginning of Siman Shin Mem, based on toisin that tzarek dalit, it's melacha she'ain tzrich leguva. Teshuos, shuos, teshuos of a mil melachi, makom mitzvah is mutter. So there are three separate reasons why the Maisa it's mutter to get a goy to chavir for a Motzei Shabbos. I'm sorry, on Friday night. Three different reasons over here. Again, either in the Chal Pesach Ratio, it's a mitzvah of a deraisa of the Bala Itter, or Shvosh Shvos Melocha Shein Tzichel Gufay Maka Mitzvah. Agam, there is a Masham by Ostas Torah that brings down the Sivus Iksav Yad. He says it's also Al Dei Goy. So I'm a fakfik why that's so. It's a bunch of reasons why it's mutter. So you can ask an obvious question. The Gemara says you cannot do chafifa on Friday night. Efshur. I told you it's efshur. We're going to go do it. So this form, and you see from the Taz when they begin the simin, when we say chafifa, one shaykh by the person themselves to go do it. Taz says, I'll bring you a raya, that mishmash, either yad is mutter, because how does she see her head? How does she see her back? She gets different ears, even no one sees it. Well, I mean, it's efshir. Go get somebody else to go see it. Let someone else go check. So we see these sayyid of people, what Chazal is setting up, meaning the person themselves doing it without being needing anybody else. That's efshir. But economically, if you got to, you're stuck, or something happens on that Friday night, you get a guy to go take care of it. The next idea, sevav, it's a locha, a person can not do chafifa not during the day and not at night. Case where it's Motzei Shabbos, except it's Yom Tov. That means coming up in a couple of weeks, or come out that way, it's Motzei Shabbos, it's be Rosh Hashanah, you can not do chafifa during the day and not at night. What to go do? So first, the person should know this halacha right now, that we know the halacha is in Sim Kuf Tzadik Vav. That when Isha sees Dam, she waits 5 days, and then we count Zayinikim. The Amor says, in Lashanos, Yeshchena Nochosh, that was yesterday's daf, Yeshchena Nochosh, Mislovir. So we have the idea that we wait 5 days. Over there we had a Pesach Tshuva that brought down the Shloah, but let's say the idea of waiting 5 days is a Chumrah, that maybe the day Kulo. They can be marked from Tefillah, that if you wait 4 days, you'll be able to go on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. You wait 5 days, you go on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot do Chaviva that time. So the Shloah, 4 and 7. That means there are two times that everyone knows. One time we get married is 4 and 7 by Besulim. Another time, 4 and 7. You should know this halacha now, because when Rosh Hashanah comes up, the halacha is, if it's Negeya, we'll do 4 and 7, why your Chumrah of 5 should not make marked from Tefillah and do 4 and 7. 4 days, if it's possible. Now, if Isha cannot come clean out for 4 days, Echam, you won't have this letter. Isha comes out, clean out 4 days, it's 4 and 7, go to the mikvah on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, this time Friday night will come out. Now, over there, if you read the Shlom Pesach Tshuva, is a case where they're not Mishamish, where they were Mishamish. But come along, sorry, where they're not Mishamish, but come along the Paiskim, see the Torah, Chok Mosod, and Moshe, the Loch Maisa, not Mechav, whether Mishamish, not Mishamish, does not make a difference. Loch is 4 and 7. Fine. That's Aleph. In the case you did not do that way, you did 5 and 7, it comes out now that Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov, what to go do over here? So you have to discuss again, 3 stages over here. What's the halacha to go do on Erev Shabbos? What's the halacha to go do on that Shabbos? What's to do Motzei Shabbos when it's Yom Tov? So first, they get to Erev Shabbos, which leads into, again, Motzei Shabbos is Yom Tov. You do 4 things. You have to do Iyun, you have to do Adocho, you have to do Chafifo, and you have to do the case of Kol Gof. Same 4 halacha, we start off in Ginnis Simon. We do that over here. But again, we have the same couple of questions. Number one, you have to brush your teeth or not. Again, let's discuss this. Do you gain anything out of it? So come along, again, those one time is there, MS, the article says you brush your teeth. And the Shitosa come along, the Baal Shulchan says, what's the point? You have to do it again on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Do you do it in the case of Samach over here? Same question come along with Samach to discuss. Since your mikvah is going to be the case of Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, which is not getting Samach anyway, it would be 26 hours. So Erev Shabbos, again, you have to do it as close as possible to Shabbos. But no, you can do it in the case in the morning. Again, among this form, Baal Shulchan said the same idea, no reason. The article says, the Maaseh say yes. And again, we point down, mitzad halacha, very time of bays, Nor HaChaim, mitzad the shower Shabbos, al Shabbos Shabbos, do it close as possible to Shabbos. Third question, you get to putting on makeup, but the makeup is a drop different over here. You want to put on makeup, let's say, in Erev Shabbos. Much of Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, you have to wash off the makeup. Is it Issa Mechika on makeup? Can you take off makeup on Shabbos? Can you take off makeup on Yom Tov? The Shalom among the Svarim is Moichik only on Kosev, or Moichik is even on Tzaveya. There's a Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosay, Shlom Zalman, the Paskins is Moichik even on Tzaveya. And therefore, to put on makeup on Erev Shabbos, I can wash it off on Motzei Shabbos, that's Yom Tov. Maisi Kidua, that's not on Hogo. All is forming down, that's not on Hogo. People when I make them on the face Shabbos morning, they want to wash it off, be clean, because it does look nice anyway. Maisa the Olam does wash it off. And therefore, they ask the question to Amosha. The Olam does it, they don't get a guy, they don't do that. And Noga is Meichik on Kleisa, no Meichik on Tzveya. And the question is, where is Meichik on Tzveya? Where get the Chumr from? Therefore, we want the Oskol or Amosha or a Berkos, they say, the Minig Maisa is not the way. Therefore, again, putting on makeup, you can't put on Erev Shabbos. And most Shabbos, that's Yom Tov, wash it off, and Echami, take it off. But that's the get to Erev Shabbos. Come on, Shabbos itself leads into Yom Tov. What do you go do? Here come on the Mechaber Damo, they point out you have to do basically 3 things. Number one, you take your hair, you tie your hair into a knot in a way that should not make knots inside your hair. If knots come out, what are you going to do? Get a goy to take out the knots. That's number one. Number two, you should be very careful of things that you touch. Don't touch food. Don't serve your children with touching food. Make sure you use a fork and knife, basically. I mean, besides all year round, but even especially this time, make sure your hands are clean. It says the Ramah, but let's say you use your hands for yourself. Let's say if you feed your kids, says the Ramah, and feed the kids, and Vadia take the food and mash it and put it inside their mouth. Then he says, what you going to do? Every time you touch food, you have to wash your hands off. Every time you touch food, wash your hands. Now the Bada Shulchan points out, it says every time you touch food, it says every time you eat something, brush your teeth. That it doesn't say. It says every time you touch food, inside your hands, wash it. Brushing your teeth, that will not machab you through the day over here. Now, that's again on Shabbos. Come on, now much of Shabbos, which is the Tefillah over here, which is the case of Yontif, what to go do? So number one, we have to Iyun. That's the case of the Raisa. Number two, here, it's spoken out of the Shulchan Aruch, you do a docha beisa kmotim beisa tom with maim chamim over here, without wood over here. As one point out, you have to wash up all the makeup, you have to brush your teeth. Now come on, this forum and say, one thing, we have to brush your teeth over here, from eating all day, and it's Yontif. Come on, every sefer gets involved, how do you brush your teeth on Yontif? How do you go do that practically over here? So, just where Moshe goes in Tshuva, he points out, make it very simple, there are five problems over here. When a person brushes their teeth, they have a toothbrush they use in Mechol. So the toothbrush is over in the Mechol, number one. Number two, you use toothpaste, Morech. Number three, you put water on the toothbrush, Srito. Number four, after you brush your teeth, you wash it off to be clean for the next time. And number five, when you brush your teeth, you make yourself have chavola, dam comes out, it's mitzad sugiv shaychet, shchito. So you have five isurim, what problems going on over here. Therefore, said the Moshe, what to go do practically, take a toothbrush with no water, with no toothpaste, and don't wash it off afterwards, and make sure you, when you brush your teeth, it's not a psik ratio for your gums to bleed. And if it's no psik ratio, the mice is motor. Now, that's how the swarm seemed to go. Agam Bizmanazer, the past 15, 20 years, Shabbos innovations go to new swarm stores. They sell toothbrushes and toothpaste miyuchet for Shabbos. The toothbrush is made out of a gumi, out of rubber. Right now, they have different ones, two different types in the market. One is bristles that's gumi, one's a big block that's gumi over here. Maisel Chor takes care of all the problems. There's no srito. The toothpaste they sell, is really in the case of liquid. It's not even toothpaste, no morech over here. It's made specifically for people who have gum issues. You should not bleed over here. Also, if you use it only for Shabbos, it's miyuchet for Shabbos, no bayam of the chol, which Moshe says for Shabbos, you have a special toothbrush. This is your special toothbrush over here. So far as either you get the one miyuchet, or you get a regular one, and make sure you have no bayam of the sugi of Shabbos. Force is no problem, as long as it's not a situation of a dam. Just to point out, there is a question that maybe before Shabbos you should really, it depends really what type of floss you have, two different type of floss. The one, the long string that you cut off, you might have bayah, you have a shash, you might cut it. So then when they say maybe you should cut it before Shabbos. What? So then use floss, like you said. Floss.
Floss makes you clean.
What?
Floss makes you clean.
And if it's not, if it's any miskavanab stick ratio, it's mortar. Echnami, if you don't floss, if you only floss once a month, you have a problem. Maybe it's the mikvah, you should floss every day, so the mikvah will not be a psikration for you, Echnami. Mask it. You tell me men don't have the chiyuv, something else. Probably. Fine. Now, coming over here, the loch is that you're supposed to do a docha based on, based kmotim with maim chamim, with hot water. There are two side points over there point out, this is a loch. Number one is, can a person heat up water on Yontif itself through basic kamotim, basic torim? That means the halacha is you can wash your body upon a yod of raklov. You can wash water also upon a yod of raklov. Heat up water upon a yod of raklov. What about other parts of your body? What about basic kamotim, basic torim, aver? Is there a heter on Yontif to heat up water? So in the Masa over here, the shach brings on the Masa B'Yom, Mais is machmer, there is no heter. However, you read the Torah, to write mefurish, they can heat up water for basic kamot and basic storm. This is Shulchan Aruch, it says over these words, he switches the words around. It's not clear what the mechaber holds. Maisa, there's a bia lochot sim tov kuf yud aleph that discusses our Torah, our Rosh, our Shachavir, how to paskin. At the end of the day, he ends off that there's a Rashba like the Rosh, there's a Shari Tshuva, brings down the Chidah that way, there's a Nebihudah, and there's a mitzvah of the Maisa, no problem, can heat up water on Yontif for the case of mikvah, a basic kamotim, basic start. The Bnei Shulchan says, be'ikvah pasach the bi'alocha, but it's better to go get a goy to heat it up. Nice to get to am because you go in the case of a timer anyway. Usually it's not a problem. But if you have this issue, better get a goy. If not, with some what says in the Torah over here, we might say we can heat up the water for basic kamotim, basic start. Not like the shakbing down for Masas Binyamin. The second thing over here, this is the case when it's Yontif. A case, let's say, when it's Yontif leading to Shabbos. So, on Shabbos, you certainly cannot heat up the water. Shabbos. So, the case of Yontif leading to the case of Shabbos. Can you heat up the case on Yontif for Shabbos? Can you heat up on Yontif? Does the Eif Tashilim help the case of Yontif for Shabbos? So, Pasha say, Eif Tashilim helps for everything. Maisa is a Ramah, it's in Tovkul Chavches. The Hilda's Eiv Chatzeris. It says the Aloch of Eiv only works for things that are Oichel Nefesh. Things that are not Oichel Nefesh, Eiv does not work for. Therefore, come on, Swami said, let's say a person goes to the Mikra Friday, let's go to Shabbos. Can a person do a Bedikah, do an Iyun on themselves on Yontif itself? So, Vosi of Issa Vachono. Without heating up the water. First, he cannot do it on Yontif leading Shabbos, one day to another, you have Issa of Achono. You can only do it that night. Now, if so, can you heat up the water on Erev on Yontif that leads to Shabbos over here? Chur, you have a bayam, mitzvah saloch over here, of Erev Tashim does not work for things that are not Oichel Nefesh. So, Bada Shulchan over here brings down to answer this question, the Oilim seems to not worry about it, that there's a chidor that speaks out the Hilchos Erev Tashilim. The idea is that things that are not Oichel Nefesh does not work unless it's beforsh in the Nusach of the Erev Tashilim. If you know the Nusach of the Erev Tashilim, it says Levashulei, to cook. So since it's beforsh in the Loch of Erev Tashilim, even though it's not Oichel Nefesh, it's Mutar al the Erev Tashilim, and therefore you can't heat up the water on Yontif in the case of Shabbos. I heard a Rav once give a shir, the case when it's Yontif leading to Shabbos, a person cannot go away that Friday night. Why? Because when the person light Neris once Friday night? They light on Friday night? No, you're not allowed to Shabbos. They light before, on Yontif. How do you light on Yontif? It's al sugar of Erev Tashilim. Well, if you eat there, it's Erev Tashilim, and you're eating there, it's al Oichel Nefesh. But if you're not eating in your house where you're lighting, you only plan to come back a couple of hours later, and you and your wife sit there and schmooze by the light, and enjoy the light over there, and have oinik from it. But there's no hetim, it's al sugar of Oichel Nefesh. Therefore, the Rav want to tie up. What? Right, so I'm coming down. Second, what the Rav said, I want to be right. Yeah. So, Rav want to tie up. Friday night, you cannot go out. Why? Because it's not Mitzal Oichel Nefesh. So, I went over to him. I showed him the Bada Shulchan and Hilchas Chafifa. That he says over here, it's before the Nusach, and the Nusach is what? In the Efeshilim of lighting a candle, Laluke Shraga. I told him, based upon the Halacha of Chafifa, the Bada Shulchan, my os, Kimat, what you just said, Rav saw it, he read it, looked it up, he was chosen from his plaque. So the sugya of the Hilchos Erev Tashilim is neger. We learn out the Hilchos over here of Chafifa, that we know neger, a person cannot go out Friday night. Mitzad, what it says over here, the place over here. Sif Zayin is a locha when a person ends up doing two kulas, three kulas loyim rinon. That means we have one kula doing Chafifa, going to the mikvah during the day. We have another kula of a person who machach fifa v'tfila, trei kulos lo minon, betzim look among the rishonim, teisim daf samach zayin to machlokes, v'beitan, v'verse ben mishulam, v'shulam atzim meikel, v'beitan meisim machmer, and the mechaber, all the poitim follow the mechaber, meisim machmer. And that means, for example, it's the case of Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, you went to the mikvah. Come along, it says it's the 8th day, from Machmer Oynes, they want to go on Shabbos itself during the day. So what happens? You go during the day, that's one sarach. A second thing, now that you're going on Shabbos, you mach fifa and tefillah, that when you do fifa on Friday, that counts for the case of Shabbos during the day. Trei kulos lo yaminan. Now the question is, what's the avon behind it? What's the svara? This said tzarech is motor, this said tzarech is motor. I mean, the pasuk will say, two kulos we can't say. Rektor Samech, why? Is the motor makom tzarech on the 8th day? Ba'inus? Yeah. Is the motor makom tzarech mach fifa and tefillah? Makom tzarech? Yeah. Because now we have two things that will knock away makom tzarech. Come on to be machmer. Says our Samech, the avon of pshat in the mechaber is that this one act that you're doing is creating two kulas. this act that was Matzah Shabbos, you went to the mikvah and you were done chaviva that night, now they're going during the day, that one act creates the kula of going during the day and creates the kula of imach chaviva tefillah. He says the nafkamina is, let's say it's Matzah Shabbos end up being yontif. So now, anyway, you're going to be machi chaviva tefillah. Do you say in that case over here that you're not creating it? You're saying in this situation when Mot Shabbos and Yontif cannot go during the day, even though the day is Makom Oynis, and Erev Shabbos Mach Chavivah Tefillah, but you're not creating it over here. It says, Arsamechko and Mechabla Maisetz Mutter. There's no problem because you're not creating it. Maisetz Bala Shulchan, it brings it down and says the point, the Stimitz HaPaiskim is not this way. Look before, the kids is not the way, Lashon Yerushalayim is not this way. Sounds like Balavatish. Two Makom Matzarech, the Maisetz won't be Mekel. Agam, you did not create both of them, but to have two in one time, the Maisi won't do. We won't let a person go on Shabbos during the day with Mach Chif Matrilo. Trekul is the Maisi Loim, you know. On Akan Al Sugya, next Sugya from Ches to End, Be'er Shomi on Wednesday, and that's the Sugya of what happened to a person who did not do Chif or Ion or Fan Chatzitis B'di Evet. Slavo.